A high-level and well-known equestrian coach in Kelowna is facing 6 criminal charges for incidents involving sexual abuse. Sebastian Benoit de Vrain, who is originally from France, is facing 1 count of sexual exploitation, 1 count of communicating via computer to lure a child under 18, and 1 count of making sexually explicit material available to a person under 18, stemming from 3 separate incidents that occurred between 2011 and 2015. De Vrain is also charged with 3 counts of sexual assault, each involving a different complainant, relating to incidents that took place between January 2012 and June 2023. All incidents are alleged to have occurred in Kelowna and or Langley, BC. De Vrain was arrested in relation to the charges on November 7, by Kelowna RCMP, and the public was notified. Read more. Man with ties to Kelowna equestrian community arrested by Sex Crimes Unit. He has since been released from custody on conditions of no contact with anyone under the age of 18. A court-ordered ban is in place that bars the publication of any information which may identify the survivors as the incidences. De Vrain is a coach with De Vrain Performance Horses, which operates out of the Der Gemstone Acres facility, located at 840 Curtis Road in Kelowna. According to the coaching company's Facebook page, De Vrain works with competitive beginner to Grand Prix level horses and riders across North America. De Vrain has also competed as a rider under the French flag as recently as 2023 with horse Carré Diaz Lily in the jumping discipline of equestrian. He is currently listed as a not in good standing by Equestrian Canada. Capital News has submitted a request for comment from Equestrian Canada but did not receive a response by the time of publication. According to the City of Kelowna, the business license for De Vrain Performance Horses is active until December 31, 2024. The website link for the business, which is listed on the De Vrain Performance Horses Facebook page, is no longer active. The most recent post on the business Facebook page is from October 2023. Approximately 5 months after the last allegation of sexual assault for which De Vrain is facing charges. Capital News has emailed De Vrain requesting a statement but has not yet heard back. This article will be updated as more information becomes available. None of the allegations that De Vrain is facing been proven in court.